Alien ghosts at Roswell, huh?
That's right. Well, let me set the scene for you here, and then we'll call up our friend and a witness. And
we're going to get her right a little bit after the half of the hour, okay?
Right. Okay, about a month or so ago, I was in Roswell, New Mexico, shooting a documentary. And we needed an old hospital. Well, we found it in what is now the New Mexico Rehabilitation Center. Okay? Now, this is out on the outskirts of Roswell. Actually, it's on what used to be Walker Air Force Base. That was closed down in about 1967 and sat idle for a while, and then the state of New Mexico picked it up, and it is now a rehabilitation center for people there in New Mexico. It was a perfect setting for us because we were wanting to shoot a hospital back in the late 50s, early 60s, and it certainly fit the bill because this hospital was built in the early 50s. Now, let's go back just a little bit further. Before it was Walker Air Force Base, it was Roswell Army Airfield.
Exactly.
And of course, that name has now become quite infamous because of the Roswell crash or crashes of 1947. Okay, now, as the story goes, and as I detail in my book, Alien Agenda, alien bodies were recovered and initially taken to the Roswell Army Airfield Hospital before being warehoused in one of the base's hangars. And rumors have it that at least one of these aliens may have been alive and then died while at the hospital. And then, of course, after that, the story goes that they were transported to Wright-Patterson and other secret locations, and some people say they're still hidden away at Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you've heard all those stories. So it turns out that later in 1947, that all happened in July. In September, President Truman hurriedly signed into law the National Security Act of 1947, which did a lot of things, but one of them was separate the Army Air Corps from the Army and created what we now know as the United States Air Force.
Exactly.
So a few years later in the early 50s, they tore down the old wooden base hospital there at Roswell Army Airfield, and they built this new brick hospital on the exact same location, and it became the base hospital for Walker Air Force Base, which was in operation from the 50s and through most of the 60s, and like I said, it was finally closed in 1967, and this same building is today the New Mexico Rehabilitation Center. So about a month ago, I'm out there, and I'm talking to the assistant to the executive director, and they were so nice. They said, sure, you can come in here, you can film, and said, go up on the second floor and down that long corridor down there, and you can just shoot all you want to down there, whatever. There's some rooms down there, just make yourself at home. Said that's where the two operating theaters were, that's where they used to have autopsies, and said, we only use it for storage now. And then she added, the staff doesn't like to go up there.
Uh-oh.
Well, of course, my journalistic hackles rose, and I had to ask, well, why? Why don't they want to go up there? And that's when I began to get the story. And I couldn't believe it myself. And so during the next 2 days when I had a chance, I went around and talked to several people there at the hospital, including the systems analyst, the director of staff development, some of the nurses, some of the maintenance people, and they all told me the same story. They've all heard these stories. For years now, they said that particular wing in the hospital is haunted. They said people have encountered spots of intense cold, that the elevators will come up and open up, and nobody's there. They'll close and go down. There's nobody there. Doors open and shut. Lights come on and off. And that at night, in the quietness of the late night, they can hear footsteps moving around up there. But every time they send maintenance people or security people up there, there's nobody there. So now that's pretty wild enough. But then they said that there are people who have actually seen apparitions in that hallway. And these go back for years. These go back into the 60s. And they say that they have seen a little figure down at the end of the hallway.
In small figure, they weren't talking human, were they?
No. They say it looks like an alien. The telephone operator said that the switchboard operator said that she had several patients in the past had reported seeing a strange figure up, and it all happens up in this same hallway. Emma Duran is the switchboard operator and has worked there for 17 years, and she had heard stories of these ghostly figures where the operating theaters were once located. And she told me she'd hear footsteps up there, but when they call people, they'd go up there and there wouldn't be anybody there.
And these people seem to have been pretty open with you, Jim, right?
Well, it's interesting, yes and no. First off, nobody came and voluntarily told me all this stuff. But when I approached them and smiled and said, I really like to hear about this, and I showed that I was looking at it with an open mind and that I wasn't being judgmental about anything, well, then everybody opened up to me. For example, Mr. Ann told me that so many people had seen this thing, they actually put a name to him, okay? They call him Mr. Scratch.
Mr. Scratch. How'd they come up with that?
Well, I don't know other than we all know that Scratch is one of the nicknames for the devil, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Scratch. So then I was speaking to one of the maintenance workers, a fellow by the name of David Rocha. And I wasn't trying to lead him in any way, so I said, well, David, let me ask you something. I said, have you heard any stories of strange, unusual happenings around the hospital here? And he kind of laughed. He said, oh, you want to know about Mr. Scratch. it's like an open secret. Everybody there knows about it, but nobody really wants to talk about it.
Okay? And you're the first person to put it all together.
Well, I just thought it was just absolutely fascinating with the whole thing. And there is a woman there also who's the director of staff development named Mary Rodden, and she has worked there for several years. From 1971 to 1975, back in the early 70s, she worked as assistant director of nurses, and she also had heard the stories of Mr. Scratch. Now, what's really fascinating is that her father-in-law was Jack Rodden, who is in the literature about the Roswell case. He was a photographer and had a dark room. And since the Roswell Army Airfield did not have dark room facilities, he contracted with the Army Air Corps to develop pictures. And he was involved in the July 1947 thing. And Mrs. Rodden told me that after his experience there, he was clamped down on. He processed photographs for the Army and was never allowed to talk about it, said he couldn't talk about it. But she said he suffered a complete personality change.
Right after that, yeah.
And would never talk to anybody about it. Apparently, they really put the fear of God in him.